Blog Talk Radio.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Oh,
oh yes, a little bit.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Out there. I'm fixing and adjusting cameras for Facebook Live.
Yes.
So.
She's a Jackie of all trades with electronics.
Absolutely. We got all kinds of this. We got all kinds of things going on. Hello, everybody out there.
Yes, I see
hey, Jennifer.
Hi, beautiful. So.
So, last night. Oh, let's get the candle lit.
Yeah. We're so worried about electronics, we forgot about the witchiest part.
Oh my goodness, I know.
You should have seen me trying to light incense today when my AC went out. That was interesting with the fan blowing.
Let's get the incense going here. So last night we had a great show. We had a beautiful show.
It's working.
Good. There we go. Okay. Get your menu going. As most of you out there know, who were with us last night, we did our Goddess Talk show, which is about Umenya. And I just want to cover a little bit of that for those who, hey, Mama, I see you.
Oh, Mama's watching.
I want to talk to you guys a little bit about Umenya, but let's talk about what's going on in the world today and the moon and the placement and everything that's happening.
Okay. Well, it's last quarter.
Okay.
So we're coming up on new moon next Tuesday. So it's about getting all that just residual baggage just cleansed. It's kind of just completely letting go of everything before you go into your manifestations for the new moon on Tuesday.
Good.
Yes. So
still be in gratitude.
Yes. Gratitude really needs to just be a daily thing.
Yeah.
Just be
grateful regardless.
Yes.
And that's for everything. And then as we go into the new moon, it's about what you hope to accomplish. And as you make your journals, everybody out there, and you write down the things that you want, it's important that you make them realistic.
Yes.
$1 million a day, it sounds beautiful, but it's not realistic.
No.
You know, start off small. If you run your own business, you want more clients, you want to make more money that way. If you don't and you want to raise, then write down all of the things that could possibly provide you with that raise.
Right.
So, you know, be realistic with it. And we're going to do our own little ceremony.
Yes, on Wednesday, actually.
Yeah, so we'll get that.
Yep,
we could do it here. How
yes.
Do it here, and then we got the camera and everything.
Yes.
Oh, we could do that.
We're going to completely take over the dining room.
Absolutely. We are broadcasting on a Wi-Fi hotspot. So if we're choppy, I apologize.
Thank God it's for Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. We were out of power for most of the day, and then power came on for about...
I was out of air conditioning last night. It was awful. Restless night. I'm a little tired. I could probably use a double shot of espresso right now, but I want to go with water.
Yeah, we were out of power for a good portion of the day, and then it came back on for about 3 hours, and then it went off again, and we have not had Wi-Fi, so we are working off of Verizon right now.
Nice.
So now that we got everything up and going, so I do know that the storm has caused a lot of tree damage and power lines down. It's actually more north of us, and unfortunately right now the tropical storm is in Tennessee.
Yes, and actually looking at the radar, because I looked at it just before I came here, she's actually dissipated. She's not got a lot of moisture left to her at all. So
okay.
It's mainly wind right now, which if you've had rain, it can still affect you.
Yeah.
You know, makes trees weak.
So, yes, and we are definitely sending out a lot of love and prayers out to everybody who's been affected, and
yes.
Not only with Irene, but with Harvey and Katia, who was down in Mexico,
right.
Doing a lot of damage. And it, you know, we have to look at these things of what's going on in the world and what's going on in the atmosphere and what's the vibration. And all of these storms and these things that come in, they come in and they look like they're disrupting things, but it's kind of like when you go to clean the garage and you make a big mess.
Right.
Okay. In order to clean it, you have to make the big mess.
Right.
And so, yes, lives were lost, and we're not downgrading that by any means, but it's a vibrational thing, and that's what's happening. And so there is a change in vibration, and it's bringing people together. And
yes.
that's the most important thing. And it's not just bringing their neighbors together. It's bringing people from all over. I was watching something on the Weather Channel when Irene first hit, and they were talking about how they had, oh, no, it was actually 9/11. That's what it was. They were talking about how once 9/11 happened, there was a whole group of people from all over the country, and they were firefighters that went directly to New York. And we had from North Carolina, firefighters drive up,
mm-hmm.
You know, surrounding areas drove over. All flights were canceled at that time. So it was just a, you know, driving over or whatever they had to do. And it was the bonding together of that.
It was that community.
Yeah. So, the you know, with 9/11 happening, what was it, a couple days ago or yesterday? What, I don't
yesterday.
Know what today is. Today's the 12th.
Yesterday
so, was 9/11. You know, and there was a lot of remembrance to that, and just, you know, just reaching out and saying, okay, you know, we're aware, we're awake. So all of that is important. Even with local things that are happening around here, my guides have been giving me a lot of message lately that we are going to have Leia's on. Hi, Leia.
Hi, Leia, you beautiful goddess.
Yes, lots of love.
And Ramos on.
Lots of love out there to you. We're sending lots and lots and lots of love, lots of positive
big
energy out to you. With what's going on locally, my guides have been telling me we're going to have a very, very, very rough winter. And rough meaning cold. Now, down here in the south, it doesn't normally snow. So when we get snow, one little snowflake, and the whole city shuts down.
Yes, it does.
So I know that several years ago we had a lot of ice, and that was the big thing. It was ice. And then
I remember that. I actually, I was working, and there we had a patient that was 24/7 care, and I actually had to go take care of that patient. And when I left the office, my truck was fine, but by the time I got to her house, 30 minutes away, it was one sheet of ice over my truck.
Yeah.
And I worked a 26-hour shift because no other CNAs could get there.
Right. So
we get hit, we get hard.
Yeah, we do. And because of what's happening in the atmosphere, we're going to have a lot of – hi, Rayma. We're going to have –
Oh, hi, Rayma.
We're going to have a lot and a lot and a lot of coldness. Like, to the bone cold.
I don't like that. I don't mind dry cold, but when it's that damp, bone-chilling cold, I don't like that.
Yeah. So
I don't want my fireplace back.
So in efforts to help our community, what I'm doing is a scarf, a winter scarf drive. And I am crocheting scarves, and I'm asking the community to either send donations in for me to make more or for us, our group to make more, or to actually send in your created scarves or your gently used scarves, hats, gloves, and those kinds of things. And we will definitely get them together and take them out to the homeless communities and low-income families.
Yes.
So that they are just a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
They're people too.
Yes.
So,
it's those little things that I mean, and I could be guilty of it just as much as anybody else, that you really take for granted. But when you see them on the side of the road or you see them walking and they're in a pair of shorts and it's like 20 degrees outside, or, you know, they have no jacket and it's 30 degrees outside, it really is a very humbling thing to be able to be warm in that way.
I mean, I've never driven in snow. I lived in San Francisco for 30 plus years. I learned to drive. I could drive in the rain really well. But in snow, and then when we moved here at the end of 2010, that was a big winter.
It was.
That big winter. So we were driving on 40, and we got into Tennessee, and the sky was this weird, funky yellow color. And I was in the truck, and Mom was in the car behind me, and we had walkie-talkies. And now Mom grew up in Pennsylvania, so she was...
You
knew what it would look like, right? I had no idea what it would look like. So I was like, I said, I think it's going to snow. And she says, me too. And then all of a sudden it started to lightly dust. And I'm like, I don't know how to drive in snow. And plus I have this 42-foot truck behind me and I don't know what I'm doing. So we had, you know, we eventually pulled over for the night and woke up to snow.
Right.
But, you know, since then, I really don't go out when it does snow. I mean, if it's a light dusting, I'm okay. But, I mean, yeah. I don't
go out. I mean, I'm clumsy as it is. So you add snow to the mix and possible ice, Monica's not good.
yeah.
But I remember that year. That was, I was working in South Carolina, living here, and I just got done a 24-hour shift on my way home that morning. And I was like, okay, I'm good. It's just icicles in South Carolina on road time. So I was like, I'm good. Mom's like, just be careful. And sure enough, I get to Leland. There's the snow.
Yeah.
And fishtailed the van on trying to go off the off ramp or go use the off ramp. I wasn't going off, but trying to get on the off ramp. My van was fishtailing a little. And I was like, okay, just get me home, Pop, just get me home. And I won't go out the rest of the day. So
yeah.
It's a little unnerving.
It is.
When you haven't driven in it.
And so we have individuals out there, and granted, around here, you have to know where you're looking because it's not as prominent as in San Francisco. You know, in San Francisco, every place you can see a homeless person, you can see a low-income family. Here, it's not as prominent. It's not, they're not really trolling the streets, and they're not really just there. But we do know that they exist, and we have a really good friend of ours, Corey, who works at the Salvation Army. So she's going to be actually my hook for all of this, you know, when we actually go out. And it's not about representing us. It's not about representing my company. It's not about representing Made in Minx or even Sacred Sisters for that fact. It's actually just helping people.
There's so much energy when you help someone that you get back from that. And it's not about us getting back energy, but it's that intermingling of energy. It's being able to look at someone and have that connection and that eye connection and be like, okay, I'm going to help you. And it's in this way, it does, don't need anything for it here. Just be warm, you know, share it with them. It's sharing that moment of just, it's a very humbling experience. A very natural experience that people, it's kind of like the old-fashioned system of barter, you know.
She can only see half of my face, so.
She can only see half, no, that's not good enough. We have to see all of your
face. I guess, that's what she said. We can only see half of your face. Hi, Jason, if you're watching too.
Let's see if it works better.
How about I move over a little bit?
Let's try.
There we go.
There we go. Okay.
Now,
full face. Full frontal. But it is a beautiful thing to help someone, and it's that selfless service of just being selfless and helping someone, and knowing that they'll be able to sleep a little bit better, or possibly sleep a little bit better just because they're warmer.
Yeah.
And more comfort, just basic human comfort.
Eventually, until we can get Sacred Space big enough and open running and
right.
being able to actually house people during winter times and
lifetime goals, baby.
Yes.
Lifetime goals.
So we're working on it. We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now let's see what's going on over here. So we are working on that. So if you would like to donate, please just shoot me an IM if you're on Facebook, and I will be happy to send you the information. I do have that out there. Let's see. What else? Yemenya.
Yes.
Let's talk about her. So on Goddess Talk, which is our show that's the second Monday of every month, we talk about our subscription box, which you can see. Unfortunately,
beautiful subscription boxes.
You guys over there cannot see our subscription box, but the ones over here can. And if you want to go over, everybody who's on Facebook, who is currently watching off of my page direct, if you go to the Spiritual Radio Network, which is my other page, you can see everything. You can see everything kind of bigger. So if you want to hop over there, you're more than welcome to. At any rate, you can see the goddess altar that we've set up. Lori Beth. Woo! Lori Beth.
Hi, Lori Beth.
Goddess Yemenya. She is all about asking for assistance. Surrendering to your own will, just letting it go and asking for assistance. And in the goddess box, every month you get a different goddess that's been chosen by Leia.
Right.
And I've designed the cards. There's all natural product of salt scrub, goddess salt scrub. And then there is a specially formulated oil, meditation oil for the goddess that Monica makes. Monica.
I called myself Monica.
Whatever.
Earlier. It's fine.
Whatever.
It's
whatever your name is.
Yeah. I get to just.
Yes. So at any rate, so Yemenya, her message is: come to me with your cares, your sorrows, when you're happy and when you're afraid. Come to me when you need renewal, recharge. Just surrender to me, Mother Ocean, and let me wash away your stress. Let me nurture you and birth you anew, and when you let go and give over all to me, let me nurture you and birth you anew when you let go and give over to me. And, you know, our beautiful Leia, who was on with us last night, she had a revelation.
Yes.
She needed Yemenya. And it was the most beautiful thing that happened. And even though, you know, it happened live on the air. A little bit before, and then it happened live on the air, and then she did this beautiful video earlier today.
Yemenya was still with her.
Yeah, and she needed that. She needed that. Just, it's speaking from Virgo side. Okay.
I don't speak fluent Virgo, but I speak a little.
I understand her. I understand her wanting to be that always that foot forward, that strong personality. That,
always in control.
Yes. And I get that. I completely do. But there's, in spirituality, you can't be that way. You have to kind of back up and say,
go with the flow.
Here I am. Unzip. Here I am. And, you know, we all have our ego still. It's just being mindful of ego.
Yeah, we have to keep it in check.
Yes. And when we
daily strive.
And when we let go of the ego, then we realize that none of this stuff really matters anyway to begin with. But it was a big thing for her, and I'm very proud of her.
That's a beautiful thing.
It was so beautiful for her to be able to release. And, you know, everything that she read off of the paper that we have a cheat sheet of Yemenia, it was everything that she needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're reaching out there to everybody. You know, we do sell the subscription boxes. If you want a subscription box, we still have September boxes left. So we can get one out to you. You go to mygoddessliving.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mygoddessliving.com. You scroll down, you'll see that is actually a website. You'll go down all the way to the bottom there. And if you get to the bottom, you'll see a picture of the goddess box. Click on it and then, you know, subscribe and we can get one out to you in 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just provides you with everything that you need. You have the card, you have the message, you have an affirmation, you have the mantra, you have a stone, you have a candle, and everything that you can see here. There's also a bracelet, there's a salt bath or scrub, there's incense. And talk about your products.
My products?
Yeah.
The salt scrub?
And
okay.
The oil.
The salt scrub is pretty, it's kind of a staple. It is going to bring out the inner goddess in every female. It utilizes the herbs and scents that would bring that out for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It utilizes the Monera Dead Sea Salt, which is extremely beneficial for your skin and the health of your skin. And then we have our meditation oils, which each one, I look up whatever oils, scents, fragrances are for the goddess. And then I customize the blend on how she resonates with me, how she portrays herself to me. And then I actually test it and make sure that smell is because it smells different on skin. But you let it sit on your skin for a little while, and then you go back and you smell it and see how she still resonates. So Yemenia has actually a very different scent. She's actually some scents I haven't worked with, Lily of the Valley. I utilize mint, and then lavender, which is one of my favorites, and which is another staple of mine. And it really is one of those.
Oh, and it's the one that I want to wear. It's just a perfume.
It's a very calming yet uplifting, if that can make any sense. You get the calming effect from the lavender. You get some calming effect from the ocean, actually.
Yes.
But then you get this very uplifting from the cucumber, from the mint, and even from the ocean, almost like a renewed revitalization, and kind of an unstoppable type of thing. So it definitely
it's a clean, sweet smell.
Yes.
And I mean, and it's amazing. It really is. I mean, I've asked Monica to make me a bottle or a vial for myself.
Yeah.
You know, just for me, because I when I'm putting the boxes together, I'm like, I like.
You're
this.
Like a kid in a candy jar.
I love this. I love it. So yes, we still have September boxes, and then we're going into October with
Wedivere.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting
box.
That's
a very, yes, it is an interesting box, and it's going to be an interesting oil.
Yes. So we've done our research on these goddesses, and we're providing you with everything that you could possibly need for them.
And the boxes really do put all of the senses. You have the scent, the smell. Yeah, that's the same sense, but
yes.
The smell, you have the visualization with the candle, with the card, you have the tactile with the bracelet,
yes.
The stone.
Right, when
I mean?
You breathe in, you taste.
Yes, so it really is one of those things that the box really does. It's a well-rounded, it invokes and empowers all of your senses for that goddess.
And, you know, really with meditation, which is where we're headed next,
mm-hmm.
With meditation, it's important that you use all of your senses. And what meditation basically is calming the mind, removing ego from the body and just being, and whatever it takes for you to get there. It really helps when you have yourself centered and you smell the smell around you. You have the light. The light, candles represent light.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in Hinduism, all of the items that are used in a meditation, in a puja, are very, very important. You know, the incense reminds you to stay present because you're smelling it. And when you're smelling it, you're in the present moment. The candle brings light. The oils, they takes 20 minutes to get into your limbic system. It gets into your body, and it starts to work that way. And then just clear the mind and relax. The stone is also a tactile, you know. Plus, mm-hmm. it has its vibrations that are running through you as you're holding it, you know. And it's providing you with the energy that you need.
Right.
So there are many things that meditation does for us. And since it's been used for centuries in connection to spirit, in connection to yourself, in connection to, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to connect to in nature, you can use it as a form of prayer.
Yes.
And you were saying that with your blood pressure.
Yes. It helps. I found that meditation, for me, there's no really wrong, right or wrong way to meditate. As long as you can refocus yourself, recenter yourself, and get yourself back into just being in that moment. But it helps on the physical point because my blood pressure will be really, really high. And literally my practitioner, my holistic healer, we sat for 4 minutes. She helped me go through a more it's an earthing type based meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a more of a physical aspect versus spiritual aspect. And after 4 minutes, my blood pressure went back to its ideal range. So even after 4 minutes of meditation, it helped drastically with blood pressure. So if you think about it, there are so many things that not only does meditation help with your spiritual practice, but it also helps you with your physical body, stress, depression, anxiety. There's so many.
It calms your nerves. It clears your mind. It helps
blood
you
pressure.
Concentrate, actually.
Right.
I mean, there's, 141. We were looking at 141 things that it does. And so if you can just take five, and I'm a meditation teacher, so I can tell you that, you know, if you could just take 5 minutes out of your day, whether it's right after you get out of the shower, or even, you know, right after you get out of the shower, at least you're awake, you know, you wake yourself up, or before you go to bed at night, set a timer, find a quiet place to be. There is no special needs to this. You don't need a candle. You don't need incense. You don't need anything except for a nice, quiet space to just be. And calm yourself. Close your eyes. Take a nice, deep breath in. Meditation has proven that it can heal your body.
Mm-hmm.
It can heal all aspects of your body. If you're having heart issues, you know, concentrate and focus in on your heart. Feel your heart beat. Feel your lungs breathe. Our bodies need, every organ in our body needs oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And in meditation, it's the deep breath. You know, we forget how to breathe at a very young age. And we usually, as adults, only breathe from our chest or half of our chest up. We don't use the full length of our lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we take those deep breaths and breathe all the way down our spine. Provide our bodies with oxygen. It brings clarity to mind, you know, when this happens. Hey, Lynn. Thank you.
Hi, Lynn.
And just those nice, calming, deep breaths. That we talk about this, I was invited down to an after-school care, summer care, children's place with a good friend of ours.
Oh, is this with the kids?
Yeah, with the kids. Okay. You went with me.
Yes,
that's
okay.
Right.
Yes.
Monica went with me. We went down to Oak Island, and we did, I did a very short meditation with children
between span of children. You can understand
between the ages
short.
Of 5 and 13. I think she was 13. She was our oldest 13. But yes, I had about 10, 12 of them.
I'd say about 12.
You know, and I was just trying to get them to calm down. And I was like, okay, let's take a nice deep breath in. And they were quiet for a good minute. They were quiet and they were listening and they were paying attention. And the more that we get into practice with really taking those full deep breaths, stopping what's going on, stopping the merry-go-round, and just and recenter and refocus ourselves. Because a lot of times we're like a balloon on a string, just doing this, doing that, being here, being there. And we just need to stop. And when we stop, and we're aware of everything, everything in our bodies, everything around us. Nice deep breaths and will pull us through. So,
I have a funny way of meditating, or yes. It may not be funny. It's my own unique way. Like I said, I don't think there's really a right or a wrong. But it's more of that earthy, elemental meditating, I guess you can say. And people are probably going to freak out when I tell them the end part of this. But there is some study where you can meditate in the shower. Mm-hmm. It's a very cleansing thing because you're not just washing yourself per se, but the water is actually cleansing your soul and mm-hmm. your spirit. So you do your shower. I have my music going. It's either actually thanks to the lovely Leia. I do play some Native American flute music now while I'm in the shower, and I'll just kind of zone out, listen to that music. And then at the end of my shower, I've rinsed everything off. I actually rinse myself in cold water. I know I was going to get that reaction. But
no.
If you think about it, it's a gradual thing.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just couldn't do it because I take hot showers, like make your skin red hot.
No. I couldn't do that. But if you think about it, it's like sitting under a waterfall. If you think about it, so that's literally what I do at the end of my shower. After I rinse off, I turn my spigot to not all the way full blast cold, but in the cold spectrum. And I let it go on my head. And I have to lean my head back and get used to it. But then once I kind of just take a couple deep breaths, I then just let it wash all over my face. And it literally is like standing on a waterfall. And that's a beautiful thing. I did it tonight. I love it. It's a very invigorating.
I'm happy for you.
Yes, nobody else will be taking cold showers, but I can't get enough of it.
I'm a bear. I like warm. I like warm.
I'm a fish. I like cold water. I can't help it.
You know, I've got a lot
I like all water.
I go to sleep when it's cold.
You hibernate.
I hibernate when it's cold.
I just swim. So, see, I can
just
keep swimming anywhere.
Just keep swimming.
So, yeah.
So, yes, I chant mantras when I'm in the shower or having a conversation with my guides. I do the cold. We have Marianne out there. Hi, Marianne. It's also good for your pores to help close them against the pollution and dust. That's fine. That is absolutely fine. I'm not doing
it. The bear is still going to take hot showers.
Absolutely. Raymond says, same here. Scalding showers for me. Although I agree that the real cold shower. I'm sorry. I'm reading very tiny print. So.
Yes, it's a real cold shower when it's super hot outside can be very refreshing. And yes, I do that too.
So,
I'll admit, if it's really hot outside, I will jump in the shower and take a cold shower.
But see, I'll go to the beach and I'll stick my foot in it. If it's too cold, I won't go any further. Just my toe, and I'm good.
If it's
nice and warm, like. Right in the middle of July, when it gets really warm, then I'll go in. But otherwise, no.
Yes, now you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I know what I'm missing. I'm missing goosebumps. No, I can't do it.
You'll get used to it.
I like it when it's warm.
What happens to the bear that likes to fish in the river and it's cold?
That's necessity. That's not because it's like being wet.
Oh boy.
Lori Beth is like, I do not do cold either. See? You've got me. I've got more warm people.
That's okay. My Pisces will understand.
No, I get it. I get it. I know that it does it closes up your pores and it's and all of that. I understand. I don't like being cold.
Oh, and I don't. There's a lot of people, and I don't knock it at all. But actually, here lately, it has been quite. It's a very invigorating thing for me. It's kind of a final recentering before I get out of the shower. Just because, especially with injuries that I've had, haven't gotten to the pool as much as I want. Haven't been able to get into the water. My Piscean is like very drought.
Yeah.
Right now, and so that cold burst just makes it come alive.
Makes again. Your fish come alive. That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
You're forgiven.
As long as I'm forgiven.
You're forgiven. Don't worry about it.
That's okay. I can still do my shower.
So, if you would like to give us a call, we are on the Spiritual Radio Network right now on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting live to the world. And you have questions, we're welcoming questions, so you're more than welcome to give us a call. Our phone number is 929-477-2768. Once again, 929-477-2768.
Your dyslexia did not occur.
It did not occur tonight. No.
Yay.
That's a new thing. Dyslexia is horrible. So I normally trip up on words or trip up on
tongue tie, that sort of thing.
Numbers. And we're taking all kinds of calls tonight. If we have time, we'll definitely get some readings through. Let's pull some readings for some cards for the week.
Okay.
And let's see what's going on. Or
this is my original go-to deck. This was the first deck I bought. I loved it. And then when I took Anasaurus Intuitive Development classes and
Coming back up in October.
I brought this deck. She actually really liked it too, so she had to get a deck off her own.
I did. I had to. And then Miss Katie bought it off of me.
That's right. She did, didn't she?
Uh-huh. And I got another one.
But they're just so pretty, and they're just, I love them. They really do resonate with me.
So what's going on for the week? Let's see what we can look at.
Let's see what comes up.
Do, 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 do. I don't know.
You're trying not to have any dead time.
No dead air, because I mean, there's those of you who are listening
that aren't watching. So yes, no dead air. I get that. Oh,
Rima, it's so.
The Wisdom House of Night cards. Wisdom of the House of Night.
I'll send you a link to it.
Okay, so we have the Moon, which was the first card pulled, which is a very beautiful moon with a cat below it.
Yes.
And it's pretty much, it always looks like they're in a field, like cliff, because it looks like there's the sea behind it. And then we have Grove, which looks like a little fox on a bench, very content, not really bothering anything or worrying about anything. And then we have a reminder card, so I'm going to actually have to pull another one because I want to know what we need to be reminded of.
I'm doing several things at one time. I'm not ignoring you.
You know you're not. You're Fragment. Okay, so this is the card that we need to be reminded about, and it's Fragment, and it's a ghostly-like image. My experience with these cards, I love these cards. For me, the Moon is such a beautiful thing. It really is about all divine femininity that you can be. Even the cat, if you think about it, has that feminine energy to it. Very, very mysterious. They're solitary creatures. It's a very witchy card.
Yes.
They're very solitary. They very mystical, magical, keep to their own sort of thing. But they're very strong. They're very in their own. So in that respect, for me, it's staying in your own place, and no matter how dark it gets outside, the Moon is always there.
Yes.
So she always shines light in those shadows. growth for me is about being content with who you are. Just not really, kind of like Yemenya, letting it go, letting it flow. Don't stress about things. Things will be okay. You just have to focus on the inner for that. And in that respect, the don't forget reminder and fragment go hand in hand with that. You don't want to lose yourself and fragment yourself and be that ghostly image of being scattered and not being tethered to your physical purpose that you need to do in that respect.
So basically just slow down.
Yes, which we've all gotten those physical signs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I had a fall, which definitely told me to slow down.
Yes.
You had a bump and bust of a toe.
Yes.
I
like to kick shopping carts, apparently.
Yeah. I like to fall on pavement, apparently, because of either uneven pavement or a pine cone. And it's always during a storm. Ooh. It happened in Matthew, and then it happened with Irma. So, yeah, definitely want to just slow down, stay in the moment, stay focused on who you are. Even if it's even if you think it's a dark moment, know that there's always light there with you and that your own divine energy is always there. So that can be your
light
in the dark.
This week, just take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just slow down, be aware, be present. And just take it easy. Take it one day at a time. Take it moment to moment. There, and everything will be all right. Everything will be okay. Everything's working its way out. Jennifer is at Jen out there is asking about opportunities and how do you know the opportunities you want. Right now is a really good time to just start saying yes. Just say yes. Everything that's presented to you is of your own creation at one point. And if it's in the direction that you're heading, then, if it's kind of pushing you or forcing you to be in that situation, then you definitely want to say yes. You know, just start saying yes. And that's my message out to everybody. You know, We're all looking for these signs from heaven where the suitcase of money is going to drop from the sky. It's not going to happen that way, okay? The opportunities are what lead you. And the more stubborn you are, well, I didn't expect it to look like this, and I didn't want it to look like that, or it's not supposed to come in this way. You are stopping the rest of the engine from moving.
Right.
Okay? And I always go back to this, and Cindy, I love you. If you're out there and you're listening, it was very difficult for me to get through when I was saying these messages of just start saying yes. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now, because when you say yes, not only do you vibrationally open up things, you open up other channels as you start to do them. You know,
the universe recognizes that that's what you want.
Right. There's a meetup. Oh, that looks great. Oh, but it's on a Tuesday and then I got to rush and then maybe I don't want to do it. All right, well, you don't do it, then you miss out on all the opportunities that were there.
Right.
You go, and it actually makes you open and available to everything that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, you get to meet the people. You get to make connections. You get to find out that that's not the way to go, you know?
Right.
So we're coming into all of these different things, and we're saying, I don't know. Maybe this is not the right thing. Just start saying yes.
I agree with that. I when I first left my job, it was a couple months afterwards, and you remember I actually came to you because I was in fear.
Mm-hmm.
I was given the opportunity to photograph a wedding on the beach, and I had just started trying to get my knee back beachworthy,
mm-hmm.
per se, and I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to go and capture the pictures or be limited and that sort of thing. And I have a lovely friend of mine that her daughter actually came with us, and she was there if I needed assistance. But I actually, instead of being fearful of what I didn't know would happen, I just said, you know what, this is what I want to do, so I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and I did it, and I actually got some really beautiful shots. It was a really beautiful thing. I was on a boat for the first time in like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually a beautiful thing in a way that it encourages me now, even now, to just keep on saying yes to what I really feel passionate about and what I want to do.
And you know, things don't hurt for you to try them.
No.
You know, if it's, once you get into it, if you feel that it's overwhelming or too consuming or whatever, there's always ways that you can look at it. You know, every opportunity out there is either going to head you in the direction that you want to go, or it's going to head you into a different direction, or it's going to tell you to stop and back up. So,
right. Rayma is asking, in what ways are we going to incorporate aspects and attributes of Goddess Yemenia into our daily lives? How do you feel she will help you?
Good question.
Very good question.
So she's all about the surrender. So it's the reminder, which is why we have the bracelet too.
Right.
That whenever we're being stubborn, it's the reminder to, okay, if you don't know what you're doing, just to stop, take a nice deep breath. Remember, breath is important. And whether you ask for Goddess Yemenia to come and help you, or whether you just embody that goddess altogether and you just take that nice deep breath and you go, okay, I need to ask for help.
Yes.
I need to surrender. I need to quit fighting myself, because that's what we're doing half of the time, is we're fighting ourselves. Just take that nice deep breath and just say, okay, I don't know what I'm doing here. I need help.
Right.
And allowing spirit to work through us as opposed to our ego holding the door shut.
Right. I know for me personally, my ego can be somewhat fear-based, somewhat negative-based. So for me, especially with the fall last week, it's really one of those things of, I feel like it's another bump in the road of, you know, I just got down, like I was telling you earlier, I'm finally down to 50 pounds down, and it's like I'm finally trying to get that wheel going and really catapult it even further to really become who I want to be again. But with the fall, it's really kind of shell-shocked, I guess you can say, and it's kind of pushed that back in the sense of, now I need to make sure my ankle's okay, I need to make sure my knees are okay. And so for that respect, in that aspect with Yemenia, it's giving her that worry, giving her that fear, and just getting that away from, giving that to her so that I don't feel that, and I can, my body can focus on healing itself and beginning to get strong again so that I can get back to what I want to do.
And surrender is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength.
Yes, it is.
Because when you ask for help and assistance, that is strength. That means that you are wanting to move forward.
And you're willing to do whatever it takes.
Right. And it's just like with forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is misunderstood. Forgiveness does not allow the other person off of the hook for whatever they did. It's now in their hands and their karma. It's releasing you, when you forgive, it's releasing you of that bondage.
Right.
It's like, you know what? You know, you may have hurt me, but I'm just going to let this go because it's doing damage to me. It doesn't make you right. It doesn't make you wrong. It doesn't make us best friends. It doesn't mean I ever even have to talk to you.
Right.
It means that I am not going to allow this incident in my life to weigh me down, stop me, or preventing me from moving forward anymore.
Correct.
And I've said this before, when I teach forgiveness and I do this whole big workshop on forgiveness, the very first thing I do is I tie ribbons around my wrists, and they're ridiculously long, and I do it on purpose.
And get ridiculously in the way.
Yes, but that's the point, is that they get in the way. And so I talk with my hands, and they get all tied up here, and I'm trying to do something over here, and they get in my way.
If there's a candle lit, sometimes it tries to burn itself.
That is very true. And then I just wait for that one person to go, why are you wearing the ribbons if they're bothering you so much? Or why don't you just take them off? Because it always happens that someone will ask. And I said, well, you know what? That is a great question. Let me explain. This incident that happened in my life 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's tied to my wrist. And every day it gets in my way. And it's a constant reminder. And everything that I do, and it just frustrates me more and more and more because it's now showing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this one over here, this happened maybe 10 days ago. When you forgive, you cut those off.
And they no longer hinder
you. And they
you.
No longer hinder you. And they, and that's, it's a beautiful visualization. I love to use as much visualization as possible when I'm
it's
teaching.
It's easier for people to really grasp it. It's like, you know, okay, for forgiveness purposes, for me, there's some things it's like, you know what, I really can't forgive those people. Or it's like, I really don't think they're affecting me. But then when you compare it to ribbons around your wrist, it's like, yeah, maybe they are. Maybe, you know, that whole forgiveness does need to happen in that respect. It's like, why am I even thinking about these people now?
Well, I mean, the more that you harbor that energy, it's not hurting them any.
Not all. They could care less.
It's hurting you.
Right.
You know, and whether they deserve to be given or not.
Right. It's,
it's not
for
up to
them.
You.
Well, and it's not for them. It's
right.
It's forgiveness to them so that you can move on.
Yes.
So.
So we've got that out there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Forgiveness for visual learners. A great example.
Yes,
I love
forgiveness for visual learners. I love that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I teach everything with some sort of visualization that's put in there because, like I said, it's a good representation of
yes,
what
it
looks like. And it's tangible. People connect it. They connect
yes,
the dots.
They connect with it better and they understand it better.
Yeah. So with one of my students in the class, she's like, well, my ex-husband, this, that, and the other thing, and he cheated on me and blah, 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 blah. Why should I forgive him? And I said, why are you torturing yourself about it?
Right.
Well, I don't think that he deserves forgiveness. Okay. But why are you torturing you? Why are you not forgiving yourself for it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for carrying all this stuff. Because it's hurting you. It's not hurting him any at all.
Hmm.
You know, by you harboring all this stuff, you can be angry. You could drive the knife in as deep as you want to. He's out in, he was in Florida, actually, or in California or wherever, you know. You can sit here and talk about all the crap that he did to you, and that's fine. You're the one that's hanging on to it.
Right.
And it was that link. It was that connection. Like, oh yeah, it doesn't hurt him.
So in that respect, it's still having power over them.
Yes.
When you hold on to things, it's putting the power in their hands, and you want to take that back for yourself.
Right.
So
the reason why we talk about all these things is because we're hoping that everybody out there is wanting and seeking a spiritual life. And to live a spiritual life, all of these things need to be dealt with. You can't,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't walk out into the world in your spiritual clothing and be spiritual without clearing out all of this.
Right.
Because that's the point of it, you know. In whether it's in the craft or whether it's just in pure spirituality with no religious ties to it or whatever. It's about the humanity,
mm-hmm.
but not the ego.
Right. You have to leave ego behind.
And we were having a conversation with my guides the other day, and then you and I talked about it, and then we touched on it last night as well, that leading a spiritual life is actually leading a moral life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's okay to be religious. Those are the practices that are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It doesn't matter what denomination you are.
But you don't have to be religious to be moral.
Right. And, you know, my son, he's 15 years old, going on 32. he's 15 years old. I never raised him with Christianity, with a religious tie.
Mm-hmm.
He was raised in a moral religion. And so he knows right from wrong. He knows compassion. He understands what compassion is. He knows what forgiveness is. And my son is extremely carefree, responsible, and loves everybody. And that's me. You know, that's just the epitome of me. He knows that, you know, he knows right from wrong. He knows what he should do and what he shouldn't do. And when he's not sure, he comes to me. But the questions that my son asks me are not of a typical teenager. And one of the stories that I was telling yesterday off the air was that there was a kid in his class that was having a birthday. And he came to me and asked me, Mom, can we go buy a bag of Takis? I want to give... Ooh, we're going to lose power on that in 20 minutes, or 20%. Can we buy a bag of Takis I want to give it to this kid in my class. And I was like, who is this? Because I haven't heard of him before. And he says, well, he's a boy. And I said, okay. And what's the birthday thing? Are you being bullied into giving him a birthday? You know, that was my whole, my big question here. And he goes, no, Mom, he likes talkies, and I think that he should be happy on his birthday. So we went and we bought talkies, and he gave it to him. And apparently the kid broke down because I guess people aren't nice to him, so he's not nice to others.
Right.
That's my son. You know, he roots for the underdog. He's compassionate. He's friends with everybody. And that's moral value.
Right.
That's being raised in a moral house, not God's going to condemn you or send you to hell or whatever. You know, and I'm not saying that he never does anything wrong. Of course, you know, we all do things
wrong.
We're
all human.
We're all human. But doesn't intentionally do things wrong. It's not like,
right. Oh, I'm going to do this.
He's not malicious.
Yeah, he's not malicious, and he doesn't fight, and he doesn't argue, and he'll sit and he'll listen. He asks really, really, really good questions, and the other day he asked me, you know, what happens to our souls when we die? From a 15-year-old, you know, because he understands what mommy does, and he understands, you know, how mommy communicates with the other side and what guides are, and he gets that. And he's actually, we did a show with him several years ago because we were talking about angels. And my son actually was at one point, when he was young enough and naive enough, I should say, because ego gets in the way, that he's actually able to see angels with his physical eyes. He would see orbs to the point where he came home. He was in elementary school, and he says, Mom, I think I need glasses. Will you take me to the eye doctor? And I'm like, why do you need glasses? He goes, because I see spots. And I go, what do you mean you see spots? He goes, well, they're balls of light. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, and they're different colors. And he says, oh, and one of them is on you right now, and it's green. And I was like, you don't need glasses. Let's have a talk. You're seeing angels. and so he was in touch with that for a very long time. But then as you get older, and of course he's a teenager now and hormones are going crazy, that he's not able to.
You lose that child's eye.
Yes.
And honestly, a child's eye is very, very in tune to spirit and very, very in tune to that like their eyes can kind of see through those dimensional shields.
Veils. Yeah. So. And so he's very much in tune. He very much understands. But once again, he wasn't raised with dogma. He wasn't raised with the punishment or the fear of God. And it was more of creator.
Right.
You know, we were talking with a whole bunch of people, and he was with me, and we were telling jokes back and forth, and one had to do with Adam and Eve. It's the joke about the hiker goes hiking in the mountains, and he goes to a cave, and he finds two bodies, and he opens up the casket, he looks at the bodies, he goes, oh my God, it's Adam and Eve. And the question is, how did he know that it was Adam and Eve? And so I of course told Thomas this, and he looks at me and he goes, who's Adam and Eve? So he didn't even have the concept of the story of Adam and Eve, the answers, because they didn't have belly buttons, okay? So, but I was telling him this, and he's like, who's Adam and Eve, and, you know, or, and what have you. So then I just sat there and laughed, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You don't know. You right. don't know those. It's like old Bible stories.
Right. And yeah, honestly, so. It kind of is a beautiful thing to not have to know about or not to know about that, because it really is. It just gives you kind of that blank slate to take things as they are, not how society ingrains them in you.
Right.
So.
Rayma says, mortality is not tied to religion.
Morality.
Sorry.
And then many non-religious people, even atheist people who are morally superior to many religious or devout people. Rima, I completely agree.
Yes. And, you know, Karen Armstrong, and I love this book. I love all of her books, actually. 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life. She was on Oprah Winfrey. She's been on TED Talk. She's been all over the place. She was a Catholic nun. And as a young girl, she was in the convent. She left the convent because she didn't agree with everything. But she was then on this whole journey and exploration of all religion. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a book about each religion and what she found. And she traveled all over the world to do this. And in 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life, she mentions that she says the key and the answer to every religion out there is the golden rule. That is the bottom basics of everything. And if you just live by the golden rule,
then technically you live by all religions.
Right, which is, it's all the same anyways.
Right.
They just have different names for different characters and what have you. And then if you even cut down all of that stuff and get rid of all the story.
Right. Which all was written by man, which was all, you know, and they all have their egos to play and parts to play.
Right, and then my whole big problem or issue with the Bible is that it was translated from Hebrew. Okay? Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, there are no periods, there are no exclamation points, there are no commas. And you can open any part of the Bible and put a comma in the middle of the sentence and completely change the entire meaning.
Right.
You know? Let's have Monica for dinner, for example. That, does that mean we're going to eat you, or does that mean we're going to have you over?
This is true.
Okay. So, you know, we can understand the stories and the moral of the stories and what the stories are trying to portray and try to teach us how to live a moral life. But yes, absolutely. You don't have to be religious or have a religion to be moral. If you live a principle and a moral life, you are already set for what the future brings you.
I agree. And we just touched on forgiveness, and I'm not bringing up old things, but it's just things that I've learned in life and kind of hindsight. You know, when I was in high school, the very people that were like the altar girls and altar boys and stuff like that, they would be the ones that would put toothpaste in my hair or peanut butter in my hair or throw mud on my back as I was walking to the bus stop. So, and yes, that's a high school thing and
sorry,
middle school thing. But if you think about it, if you're living by the golden rule that is taught in every religion, that would not have happened. If you think about it.
Right.
In truth. So in that respect, and I'm not knocking anybody's religion,
but
I'm knocking the actions of people because I felt like they were just going to church to confess their sins to be able to sin the next week and torture people. It was brutal.
Yes.
That's why my friends now are like a few years older than me. I can't get along with my own crowd anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, y'all.
Well, I mean, around here, I mean, being in the South, you've got a church. Yeah, several churches on every block. And then across
the street. You got a church on every corner. I'm
you
not
know.
Knocking anybody's religion by any means.
No. But it's just funny how you see these women walk into church all prim and proper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all praise this, praise that. And then they walk out and then they're criticizing each other or criticizing somebody else who was in the church. And it's really...
They don't live by the... golden rule that their religion is based upon. So in that respect, if you know, in that respect, it's almost just go back to the golden rule.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you feel if that was, you know, your kid that had that happen to them? Or how would you feel if you were being spoken to in such an illness that actually made you feel horrible about yourself? You don't do that. I mean, one thing, not only will it bring your energy down by doing that,
right?
And karma, which here, I definitely believe in karma. It just brings down that energy and that negative to where, I don't.
And let me clarify that because I know some of you are sitting out there and I know Rayma's out there. She's laughing at me. It's actually, let's eat Monica. So is it let's eat Monica or let's eat Monica?
Yes.
So let's eat, comma, Monica, question mark, or let's eat Monica, no comma. It changes the whole meaning of the sentence. Either we're going to eat you.
I am not edible.
Or either we're going to eat you or we're going to have you over for dinner. So I apologize. Rima said something else. She's
Let's have Monica for dinner.
Go up one.
Invitation already. And harm none, do which thou will.
Yes. Yes.
Shall be the whole of the law. Equals do unto others as you would have them
do
unto you.
Do unto you, yes.
Beautiful, yes.
Yes. Do unto others as you would have done unto you, or, you know, treat others with the way you want to be treated.
Yes.
To break it down even further. And, you know, with everything that I've experienced over the past 15, 20 years, I've come into, and now we're going back to where we started from in the very beginning, was, you know, to live a compassionate life and to be compassionate to everyone and everything. And, you know, I have a million stories for you guys, but even when I first got together with my ex-husband or Thomas's dad, you know, there were nights when we were hungry and I was too proud to ask my mom for anything. And all we had was rice. And I see people on the street who are hungry, and I know firsthand what hunger feels like. You know, all we had was rice, and yes, rice fills you up, but it doesn't satisfy.
Yeah.
And so, through, you know, soy sauce and rice, that's what we would eat, because we would get the free packets of soy sauce, you know, from restaurants, and we'd collect them, and then we could buy rice because rice was cheap. And that's all we would eat. But I see people on the street, and working in the corporate world, we had lots of business meetings and what have you, and then I was the one who was in charge of disposing of everything. And I saw a woman in there cleaning up after this one big meeting, and she starts tossing all this food and sandwiches and salad, and I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, we have to get rid of it. And I said, can I have it? And she goes, sure, take it. And I said, can I clean up after every meeting? She goes, what do you do with all that food? Do you have a big family? And I'm actually, no, I separated out and I handed out, you know, because the drive home that I had, there was always a couple or several people that were standing asking for money. And instead I would be able to hand them food out the window.
Right.
And I made friends with one of the women. And I just had to hear her story. She had a dog with her. And I pulled over one night. I was headed to the gym, and I pulled over and I said, can I talk to you for a little while? And she says, yeah. And I offered her a seat in the car, but she didn't want to get in. And I said, what's your name? Tell me your story. You know, and I sat there and I listened to her, and she lived in LA, and she was in an abusive relationship with her boyfriend where he actually handcuffed her to the radiator during the day.
Wow.
while he would go out. And then he would come back and then abuse her. And one day he, I guess, didn't make the handcuffs so tight, and she was able to slip out and leave and run. And she went as far as she could, and she went 400 miles from LA to San Francisco.
Wow.
And then she was just homeless from that point. And, you know, we think about, I miss my pedicure, or I miss my hair appointment, or they didn't have what I wanted at the grocery store. But we don't look at the whole thing of how there are people out there
starving
and being abused and being trafficked.
Yes. Trafficking is a huge thing right now.
Yes.
Huge.
And my goal, my ultimate goal, is to stop that. And I will do it to the day that I die. I will work to ease that, to rehabilitate people, to put people back in jobs who want to work, you know, to feed people who need to be fed, to clothe people who need to be clothed. And I do it little by little, because that's what I'm working with right now. But that is my overall goal, is to be able to take people who have nothing and want to change their lives and put them in Cape Fear. You know, and get them back in school, give them clean clothes to wear, get them a job, put them back out into the world, eventually find their own apartment and start all over again.
Right.
You know, and do that. And that's where my heart is. And that's where, you know, everything that I want to accomplish in my life, it's not about, you know, yeah, I want to win the lottery, but it's not going to be for me. that's the thing. Yes, I'm going to pay off the house. I'm going to pay the bills. I'm going to, you know, take what I need to for me. But the rest of it's going to go back out. You know, it's going to go back out to the world. That's what I want to do. It's not about how hard I can party or where I can go, you know, in the world or how far I can go or whatever. It's about now who can I help?
Right.
You know, and I'm not looking for redemption and I'm not looking for that karmic rules of it. No, I just see fellow humans. I see fellow beings out there who need help. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to offer service to them and seva and help them.
And that's a beautiful
that's
thing.
That's my goal. That's what I want to do. So Rima's talkative tonight. I love you.
Slave trafficking in Houston is horrific. We have the unfortunate notoriety of being one of the biggest hubs in the U.S.
Well, I mean, you've got a border of Mexico,
yeah.
And you've got the biggest state, and you've got almost every freeway known to man or highway known to man that runs through Texas.
Yeah.
So, yes, unfortunately. And I mean, if it can be accomplished, which it will be eventually, if it's not of my own and it comes through some other force, I want to go from another, you know, in this state, open up many locations. And okay, so this is how we're running it. You know, let's rehabilitate people. And yes, I want to hit major cities. I want to go to New York. I want to go back to San Francisco. I want to go to LA. I want to go to Houston. I want to go to Denver. I want to go to Miami, all of these huge places that need that assistance where people can go and live again, you know, live their lives. It runs from California to Florida. See, I-10. I mean, 40 runs straight across the state, too. 40 stops right here at my house.
Yeah.
Pretty much. We drove from San Francisco. We finally got into Nevada. We went through Henderson, and we were on 40 in Henderson, and we drove all the way through, and we went through the panhandle of Texas. I remember going through there. So, I mean, 40 runs through, too, and, I mean, there's a lot of trafficking. There's a lot of sales of people. How can you buy somebody? You know, and there's all these kinds of shows on TV like Dr. Phil and whatever, and he highlighted a couple things. And, you know, there was this one woman who was born into a trafficking system, and she knew she was being abused, but she had a hard time deciding whether she wanted to leave or stay. And he was raping her when she was 12, and she had all of these kids with him, and she wasn't allowed to raise her own children. He was taking care of them, and he was then taking them, dispersing them out, and teaching them, you know, how to prostitute and what have you. And it was this is a whole big horrible story. And by the end, you know, she still couldn't decide. And he's like, "You've taken your first step, which is coming here to me. And I understand your feelings of not, you know, of wanting to go back, but not wanting to go back. But if you don't want to go back, you don't have to. And I will work with you on that." But I mean, just imagine being born into trafficking,
yeah.
You know, from a young age, and it's sick and it's horrible. And, you know, she dated these really high profile guys, and they did whatever they wanted to her for the night. That was the rules. He got paid, her father got paid, and you know, he beat her. He did whatever. Do whatever, rape her, and here you go. Here's a couple $1,000, and then she just moves on to the next one. But she didn't know any different.
Right. She grew up that way, so
yeah.
She didn't know.
Yeah. So, anyways, what else have we got going on? I am, okay, on a side note, it's changing the topic here. I am offering a special with holidays coming up on my gift certificates.
Yes, sure.
I'm doing buy two, get one free. If you're interested in what I do readings and healings. I can do readings via Skype, so that or on the phone. And of course, in person. And I'm also teaching classes as well. And if you wanted to do a gift certificate towards a class for somebody, you're more than welcome to do that as well. So nice stocking stuffers and what have you. So if you get one free, you can go onto my website, which is Prasad Healing, PrasadHealing, PrasadHealing.com. You can see all the beautiful things that I do. And you're more than welcome to contact me, and we can do that. What's she saying?
Raima says she's not in the car, which is why she should talk to Kim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. We didn't catch her driving home.
That's good. I like that fact.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it when you're talkative. I actually haven't talked to you in how many years now? So, yes. Yeah, so, what else do we got? You do consults for oils and stuff.
Yes, they can contact me via email, maidenminks@gmail.com. Basically whatever you folks would want. There's really not much that I don't dabble in. Making dream catchers at the moment, making different varied bath salts right now. They're actually going to be a new recipe. There's going to be one for passion. There's going to be one for healing. There's going to be a detox. There's going to be a prosperity bath salt, inner goddess bath salt.
Yes. And what we mean by consult is that she, being an alchemist that
yes.
she is, you can sit down with her and she can talk to you and find out, you know, what actual oil that you specifically need, and she will mix it for you.
Yes.
So she will make you your own brand.
Mm-hmm.
And also if you wanted it in the salt scrub, but then she also does generic ones, just like the goddess one, or she makes a beautiful rose sugar scrub that I had to indulge in tonight.
Rose will actually be part of the passion coming up. So, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
And so you can have, and they just make, I mean, I still smell it on me. I don't need perfume after it. You know, just
right.
You just have the warmth of your body actually heats up the oils that are in your skin, and then it comes out. It's a wonderful thing. Nice stocking stuffer. Nice, you know,
mm-hmm.
gift. 100% free of all things. So it's all natural. And they're wonderful and detoxing and beautiful things and oils to accompany it. And I'm doing a consult with mala beads. So if you would like a set of mala beads and you'd want to work on something specific in your life, we can talk and I can price it out for you. And I would love to make a set of mala beads for you so that you have something to chant on or to be tactile with, because, you know, to keep yourself focused in your mind when you are meditating. Do we have any questions
have any
out
questions?
There? Any questions? Anybody? Let me look on Blog Talk. Let me see if we got anybody up there. We did have somebody, and they must have dropped off. All right, guys. We will be back again on next Tuesday.
Yes.
Remember, the cards say take it easy this week. Just relax. Yemeni is asking you to ask for help, surrender to it,
mm-hmm.
And don't fight against yourself. So take that nice deep breath in, and practice your meditation. If there's anything that I can tell you, just sit down and be.
Right.
You
in
know.
That moment, ground yourself.
Raymond
yourself.
Has a question. Say hi to Jason for me. As we're waiting, as she's typing.
Yes. With glasses, you would think I could read it anywhere. But
well, it's that
super,
far
it's
away.
Little, tiny,
it's at the other end of the table, and it's teeny little letters, so I'm barely looking there.
Can the goddess boxes be purchased as a gift for someone, like a one-time purchase?
We can do that. We are trying to sell the subscription, but as we get towards the end, we do have extra boxes that we will definitely be able to get out to you. I will shoot you an IM when we are done, and I can get that together for you. We do have a Saraswati box, two Saraswati boxes, which was last month, and we have seven
Yemenia
left. So, yes, we can do that. and I can get you that info. So if you are interested, we do have those, and if you can have either one or both or what have you, and I can get them out to you with that.
Very nice.
Do we have any other questions out there from anybody? Because I know we've got a lot of live viewers here.
I want a subscription, I believe, but want to buy one for a friend, too.
Okay. That's perfect. That's fine. I'll send you links when we get off the air. And I miss you guys. I miss both you and Jason. They actually met in high school. We've now all known each other since high school. They've been together. So
you go, girl.
I know.
Wow. That's
and she's witchy too.
Yeah, there's
she's
that vibe.
Witchy.
Yeah. There's that vibe going on.
Her and her mom. I've seen sorry, I was creeping on Facebook. But then
I think everybody is guilty of Facebook creep once in a while.
So, all right, guys. Well, we will be back again on Tuesday. So tune in again. And, of course, we hope to catch you all live. I was going to say something else, and now I don't even remember what it was, but that's okay. It must not have been that important. Or it was super important, and everybody should have known about it, and I don't remember.
You'll remember the moment we go off the air, and then you'll put it on.
Of course, and then I will put it on Facebook, so.
Rayma says, LOL, creeper, creep on.
Well, you know, we're all in the same vibration. We all do, you know, we're all working on the same things. So also, as you can see, we're also putting out a Goddess Talk newsletter, and that does go to subscribers, and subscribers also get extra special things that are thrown in from time to time. So we do promote that. Once again, it's mygoddessliving.com. If you have any questions, feel free to IM me or give me a call. Or go on to my my website, check out things, and you can also contact me there. And every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we are live on the air with our show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to add?
I need Starbucks.
You need Starbucks. It is 10:21 at night, and you need Starbucks. You're not going to sleep.
I feel like I'm just, because I didn't sleep last night.
Well, then you're going to sleep real well tonight.
Provided the dogs let me get in the bed first.
Yes.
Because they have been taken over.
Yes.
But yes, I need Starbucks because I'm a vertigo.
All right, guys. Have a great evening, everybody.
Yes.
And we will hope to see you next week.
Yep. Next week, 9 o'clock.
Let's play out on Rise, okay?
Yeah, that'll pump me up.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype.